how important is relationships?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. Today, I wanted to discuss the concept of relationships in business specifically. So it's all about being relationship reliant for me. In fact, there are three pillars at brianjpombo.com, and the first one I like talking about the most, right off the bat at least, is being relationship reliant and realizing, and this is something that came later in life for me, even though I was surrounded by it and the evidence was everywhere, it didn't occur to me that the relationships you have, the strength of the relationships, but even the loose ties that you have out there in life are one of the most important things possible, and that all business is based off of people you know, like, and trust. It's based off of some form of a relationship. Now, sometimes you don't necessarily have a relationship with a person. Most of the products and services you use that you spend money on, you don't know the person behind it. But you have a relationship with that brand. There is something there. Someone has created something, put it forth, you've taken it and exchanged it for money. There's a relationship there. Even at the most crass, just financial interaction, you know, even just that, there's still a relationship, and it goes on from there. The strongest relationships you have with some of the people that you pay the most amount of money on the most regular basis, that's some of the most powerful stuff, and it can tell you something about even the things that you pay a small amount for. It all has to do with the same thing. It all comes back to some form of a relationship. I was reminded of this today because I had a really good podcast interview. So I have a podcast that's local. It's called Grants Pass VIP. And what it does is it covers basically stories of movers and shakers in Josephine County, Oregon. And Grants Pass is the largest town here. And so it's named Grants Pass VIP because that's where most of the people will relate to it. This past year, about this past year, I've been working very closely with the Chamber of Commerce, even though a good portion of that year we weren't even meeting in person, but meeting over a video chat. So I got to meet somebody that we had known each other kind of at a distance. Her name's Kat Bonney, and Kat had she does a million different things in town. And she's one of these people that I finally got to sit down and have an interview with for my podcast. This will be coming up, not available yet if you're watching this right away, but you'll see it soon over at grantspassvip.com. Kat is a very interesting person. Her entire life has been built on this idea of getting out there and making a difference and encouraging other people to do the same thing and having her hands in a whole lot of different items, but all around this concept of really making a difference for people and doing things that stirs her soul, not just a way to pay the bills. You know, obviously there's always that end of it, but you have to have things that really make a difference for you. And even the short period of time we hung out today at the coffee shop recording the podcast, even that short period of time, I found it really interesting how useful her knowledge is. I mean, just she asked what she can do for me, and I just tossed something out there, and she threw some advice out that I know is going to save me many hours and many headaches. And so I thank her so much for that. That's one simple, subtle relationship that I have that I share with her, and it's you can't put a price tag on that, but at the same end, it's going to profit me. If you could put a price tag, it's going to profit me greatly over time, just in the, if nothing else, in the saving of time, just for a brief moment, a brief conversation. These are the things that are true throughout. And if you're looking to grow things, if you're looking to look at the world differently, if you're looking to think more like people who have something that you want out of life, it comes back down to a relationship. My entire way of building my business for the past 2+ years via podcasting and via the book that I wrote, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business, these are things that happened because of relationships, because I connected with other people, sometimes at a distance, well, originally at a distance online with a lot of people, and then also in person, talking with people and going through it and wanting to reach out and meet certain people that I couldn't find a way to get a conversation with until I could find a gift that I could offer them. And the gift in this situation was a podcast. The podcast allows me to offer a gift of publicity to somebody, and in exchange, I get to meet this person, get to know them better, and find out if there's anything that I can do in their life, and maybe even learn something from them. Simple concepts, these simple ideas, but it all comes back to the relationship. Business is about other human beings. It's about you and other human beings connecting. That's all it is. And it doesn't matter whether you're making dog food. It doesn't matter what you're making. I don't know. Why do I always go back to dog food? This is interesting. Maybe it's because I have no experience in the dog food market. But for some reason, my mind always jumps to dog food when I'm thinking about things. It doesn't matter what your industry is. It is all a relationship based. And it's very difficult if you have a task-oriented mind. My mind is very much, at least on the forefront, is initially task-oriented. I have a little bit of people orientation back there, but mostly it's task-oriented, and it took me many years to realize the practical benefit of relationships. I hate to say it that way. It sounds weird, doesn't it? If you think like a robot, it's difficult to put it into words, but sadly, that's where I come from. So so that's all I got for today. Go check out my book if you want to hear some more about how to take relationships and take them to the next level, and also meet people that you would have never met before that could be really helpful to you. 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at AmazonProofBook.com, AmazonProofBook.com. And I'm going to be back here tomorrow talking about the second out of the 3 pillars from BrianJPombo.com. Stay tuned for that, and we'll see you. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.